5 for Harbor Beach at the USA 20-yard line. A reverse into the hands of Robert Emming. He's out to the corner of the end zone. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. The reverse from Kirsch to Shelkey to Robert Emming in for the 20-yard run. Harbor Beach with their second score of the night with 11:51 left in the second quarter. It's Harbor Beach 14, USA 8.
Well, important to note, Robert Emming plays the tight end on the left side, and the play is designed to run to the left. However, Robert Emming holds his block and then reverses field, and as he does so, the ball is pitched into his arms, and he runs around the right side. And as the whole play is developed to the left side, the USA Patriot defense goes to the left side, and Robert Emming high steps his way all the way into the end zone, no one near him, and a great play design and execution by Harbor Beach as they score an easy touchdown on this tough Patriot defense.
And now they're going for two, leading 14-8. They were successful in their first two-point conversion. It's a pass, and it is incomplete. He had his receiver open, but he cannot bring it in. That was Brendan Shedd, and the score remains Harbor Beach 14, USA 8, with 11:51 left in the first half on the WLEW Sports Network.
Make the switch to a water furnace geothermal system and get up to a $2,000 instant rebate. Hi, this is Matt Revert from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. It's our geothermal upgrade event. Switch to a water furnace geothermal system and get up to a $2,000 instant rebate. If you already have a geo system, upgrade to a 5 series and receive a $1,000 rebate, or upgrade to a 7 series and receive a $2,000 rebate. In addition, receive a 30% federal tax credit. Start saving up to 70% on your heating, cooling, and hot water with a comfort you have to experience to believe. For a free estimate, contact B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe at 989-269-5280.
We've had spotty rain all night long in before the game, and now the rain has come back, blowing out of the north. As Harbor Beach scores for the second time tonight, cannot convert on the two-point conversion, and now they lead by 6 points, 14-8 over USA, with just 9 seconds into the second quarter.
An interesting score update for you, Clark, as Reese leads Garber 13-0 early in that game.
All right, so Reese coming out. I've seen him 5-3 on the season. Would love to get that sixth win for the automatic playoff berth. The kick from Harbor Beach's Gentner comes in at the 18-yard line. Hunter Bone can't bring it in. Has to go back to the 15 to bring it up.
Look out,
he's
got a long
green
race.
Space in front of him. Has the kicker to beat. And Kendall Gentner, the kicker, lines him up like a sumo wrestler and just brings him in at the 47-yard line. Hunter Bone runs right into him and brings him down. Nearly brings down himself.
Well, there was a lot of bad things that happened on this play, Clark. A great kick, might I start, by Kendall Gentner, and it goes over the head and through the hands of Hunter Bone, but he does corral it nicely and picks it up. But looks like a disaster as he blows through the field, but he lines the kicker up like he wants to hit him intentionally. He could just go around him, and we have another USA touchdown. Instead, USA is going to start this drive barely in the Harbor Beach territory.
Ryan Kine on the keeper around the left end. He is into the 30-yard line, finally tracked down at the 27-yard line by James Shelkey from the 47 all the way down to the 10 or 15-yard line. A big gain for Ryan Kine and USA on their first play of this drive.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, the USA, they keep their running backs and everything very tight together, and everything has been tough and through the middle of the defense, luring Harbor Beach in, waiting for that outside kick, whether it be Foley or Kine. We didn't know who was going to get it first. In this case, it's Kine, and he runs for a big gain. Only James Shelkey had the speed to run him down and save a touchdown for now.
Ryan Kine staying low under center, and it's a handoff right to Josh Lang, and he's not even touched into the end zone standing up. Josh Lang, USA touchdown from 15 yards out. Josh Lang for the second score for USA of the night. It's now all squared at 14 apiece, and we will see who, if they're going for a two-point conversion or the point after. USA capable of doing both.
I'm guessing with how they're running the football, Clark, and you can still see it raining slightly, that makes an extra point that much harder to hold on to and set up. The way they run the football, I don't see any reason why they don't run it in and try to score another two that way.
That's exactly what they're going to try to do. T formation from the 2 yard line. Kine hands it off to Tanner Foley going around the left end. He has the edge and he's in. The 2-point conversion is good, and USA has their first lead of the night. USA leads 16-14, 11-11 left in the first half. And you're listening to your home for high school football, Sports Radio 102.1.
Hey, sweet phone you got there. Is that the new Android? Where did you pick that up?
I just picked it up at Thumb Cellular. I can't wait to show it off to all my friends back at college.
Whoa, hold on. Thumb Cellular? But you go to school outside of the Thumb. Aren't you afraid of the roaming?
Get with the times, man. That was like 10 years ago. Thumb Cellular has nationwide 4G coverage and no roaming charges throughout the entire United States.
Are you serious? No roaming charges anywhere in the U.S.? That's better than my provider, and they're a national carrier.
I think you should give Thumb Cellular another look. I love the super fast 4G LTE network, and they have a great selection of smartphones and tablets.
But you have an Android. I'm an Apple guy.
Don't worry. Thumb Cellular has the latest iPhones directly from Apple. Seriously, you need to check out Thumb Cellular, a Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky.
You love Thumb Cellular.
USA's onside kick comes all the way down to the 41-yard line, where Robert Emming is able to track her down about a foot from going out of bounds. It'll be Harbor Beach ball starting at their own 41-yard line after USA marches right down the field on a 50-second, 5-0, 47-yard drive that resulted in their second touchdown of the night, 16-14.
Oh, it was an excellent drive by USA. Just two plays scoring on that drive, and they made it look easy. A big run by Ryan Kine, followed by another big run by Joshua Lang, and they made it look very easy in this Harbor Beach defense.
It's a handoff for Harbor Beach right up the middle. Not much going there, all the way out to about the 44-yard line. It's a gain of 3 brought down by Cooper Caulfield for the Patriots, 2nd and 7.
Yeah, not much going there. Harbor Beach going back to their roots with the wing T offense tonight. The element's going to keep them from being in the spread offense. But don't be surprised if they pull that out of their bag of tricks in the second half here. But so far, first half going pretty well for Harbor Beach, scoring on both of their first two drives.
It is now 2nd and 7 for Harbor Beach. Sticking to that T formation, 3 men are in the backfield. Brady Kirsch is under center. Now at their own 44-yard line. Kirsch drops the ball, has to scoop it back up, hands it off to James Shell. He's across the 45, gets another 2 yards after that, out to about the 47-yard line, brought down by Cooper Caulfield. And Harbor Beach is going to be facing a 3rd down and 4 to go.
3rd and 4, but again, the running game been very steady. 3 yards on each of their carries to start this drive, setting up USA a little bit with 2 runs right up the middle now. Don't be surprised if they give it back to their horse, Daniel Lanfear, or they let their quarterback make a play here on 3rd down.
3rd down in about 4 yards to go. The 1st down marker is at the USA 49-yard line. They are at the Harbor Beach 47. 9:48 before halftime, USA leading 16-14. The Pirates in their 3rd drive of the night. Kirsch hands it off to Lanfear, and he's brought down before midfield for only a 2-yard gain at the 50-yard line. And this is going to set up the first 4th down of the evening for Harbor Beach.
Max Slater there with the tackle for USA, and a nice tackle at that. As predicted, Daniel Lanfear would get the 3rd down carry. Max Slater now does not allow the 1st down, so 4th down and 1, and if that's 1 yard, Clark, that's a long 1 yard for Harbor Beach to gain here.
It is a deep trench right at midfield as the 1st down marker at that 49-yard line of USA. Harbor Beach looks like they're going to be going for it in the T formation. Kirsch is still under center in the backfield. That would be Lanfear, Anderson, and Shelke. Harbor Beach nearly getting the hard count, and it's a handoff to James Shelke, and he spins through the line of scrimmage and all the way out to the 45-yard line. Brought down by Blake Ryerson for USA. They needed 1, they got 5, And it's a new set of downs, conversion on fourth for Harbor Beach.
Blake Ryerson actually charging to the defensive line. Nowhere near offside, by the way.